This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Welcome back to the podcast. We have a really exciting conversation today. I want to talk about presence today because seriously, every single cliche quote in some way, shape, or form, I feel like goes back to presence. But cliche things are cliche for a reason. So I'm going to break it down from a perspective that's going to allow you to truly understand the meaning behind the power of presence. Not only is being present so good for your mental health, for your quality of life, for your ability to be clear in your thoughts, but it truly is a gateway, the most powerful gateway, in my opinion, to a quantum leap or a collapsing of time towards the things that you really crave, that you really desire, that you really want for your life. Presence is a portal, okay? It is powerful, it's great for you, and it's a portal. How many things can we say that about? This is why our weekly Sunday ceremonies in Sanctuary of She, where we start every single week with 1 hour of presence and stillness, is so powerful. But so I had the idea for this episode kind of come through the last few weeks. I've just been really loving sleeping in a little bit, in all honesty. I usually get up at like 5:30 a.m. to go to Ashtanga. And the last couple weeks, I've just been in a zone of rest. I think because I've got so much going on and I'm just doing so much work that it's been nice. But it's been so funny because I had this realization that came in slowly and then quickly. I wake up in the morning, and I don't know about you, but I've got a man next to me who I adore and I love. But then we've also got a 100-pound mammal dog in the bed with us. Toonie usually sleeps on his bed next to the bed, but then in the morning he gets a little cold. So he comes in and he nuzzles up with us. And I've been waking up in the morning, as I always do, and the first thoughts I have are like, oh my gosh, look how cute these two are. I love them so much. And I just scoop in and I snuggle into Tom and I scoop up Toonie and I just lay there with them. And this thought occurred to me one morning. I was like, isn't it interesting how it's so difficult to get out of bed now that I've woken up and I've been snuggling with them, when in reality, I've actually been snuggling with them for the last 8 hours, right? I've been laying in this bed, snuggling with Tom and or Toonie for the last 8 or so hours. But now that it's time to get up, I can't get out of bed because I feel like I'm actually just now snuggling with them. Because I've been asleep. I've been sleeping, and so I wasn't present with the yumminess of these snuggles. And so even though we've all been laying here together, now that my eyes are open, now that I'm conscious and aware, I'm actually getting the benefits of the snuggles. Oh, such is life, right? How many things are happening around you that even though they're right there in front of you, you're sleeping, and so you can't feel them. You're not getting the benefits of them. You're not being present with them. And then sometimes it takes something really good to happen, or sometimes it takes something really terrible to happen, or sometimes it takes a moment of deep presence where you have that experience of waking up and being like, oh my gosh, well, now that I'm awake, I want to soak this up because I'm actually aware of how beautiful this is. I'm actually tuned in and in awe of what's immediately in front of me, right here, right now, in this moment. And the beautiful piece about this perspective kind of being brought in that early morning phase is that the mind isn't turned on yet, right? Like, this is before my mind's clicked into all the things that I need to get done that day or opened my phone to all the noise on there or anything. And so it really is like you're still in that deep breathing from sleep. You're still cozy. Your body's still resting. And you're just laying there. And it's honestly like feeling Toonie just breathe as he's snuggled into me, laying on Tom's chest and feeling the rise and fall of his belly. Like, just the little things, even like the little tiny sounds of the snores or the breaths or the birds starting to come alive outside. I'm so present in that moment that I actually get to have that moment. I'm so present that I actually get to be there when I've been there for the last 8 hours. But because I'm now awake, I get to be there, and the mind's not yet going, so I'm fully there. Like, that moment could last a lifetime. I'm fully there. How many things in your life do you have this much presence with? How many things in your life, as I'm saying all of this, could you have that much presence with, but actually you're in that more, I'm sleeping to it. If I just got really still and really aware and really came so deeply into this moment with presence, I would get to have this huge experience in my heart of love, of joy, of comfort, of contentment, of grounding, of beauty. It's all right here, right now. But we're either sleeping, right, in our normal lives, we're asleep to it all, and or everything's just so noisy and busy that we're just on to the next thing, right? Because it could also work where I wake up in the morning like I normally do, and I'm immediately out of bed, immediately out the door, on to the day, into the noise. And so this is what we do in life, and it's not our fault at all. Like, this world is so freaking noisy. This device that we hold in the palm of our hands, oh my gosh, you can laugh, cry, fall in love, like, be angry all in the span of like 30 seconds with a scroll where you're scrolling every 2 seconds. Like, there is so much distraction. And so the first layer that I'm driving home in this conversation of presence is just like this light bulb reminder of the power of presence as it pertains to the quality of our lives. The quality of our lives when we're actually here. Like, you're actually right here in this moment. You truly feel that everything you desire is right here at your fingertips. It's not really the things, it's the feelings underneath. And if you slow down enough to wake up from all that you've been asleep to, all of a sudden there's so much beauty. And the crazy thing is about energetics is that the more you attune to that beauty, the more you start looking and finding and being with that beauty, the more it expands, the more is brought to you. You find one beautiful moment of stillness with presence in every day and receive the benefits of that, and it'll start expanding faster than you could imagine. So that's the first piece, is just really looking at this analogy, because it's something that we can get behind a lot. I love metaphors. What are you asleep to that when you open your eyes and you wake up, you're like, oh, I've been right here, but now I'm actually here in it, and I don't want to get out of bed because this is so beautiful and I don't need anything more. Just the stillness and the silence before the mind comes in. The more you can play with that, life just gets more and more beautiful. And then you bring that into ceremony with yourself, and then you bring that into when you're cooking, and you bring that into when you're walking the dog, and when you're picking up the kids from school, and when you're all having dinner together, and when your guy falls asleep watching his movie on the couch, and all of a sudden, every moment is so beautiful. So beautiful. And the heart starts opening and expanding. And yes, we want the things, but we have it now. And that brings me to my second big point of this conversation, is that when we have it now, we collapse time. When we're always thinking that we're going to have what we want in the future, it will always stay in the future. Why? Because another power of the portal of presence is that it is always right now. It's always right now. It's right now, right now. 5 seconds later, it's right now. Yesterday at this time, it was right now. Tomorrow at this time, it will be right now. 10 years from this time, it will be right now. So much of this work we do for a future version of ourselves, a future part of the timeline. But if she's always in the future, she will always live in the future. We start collapsing time and we truly start working with quantum mechanics when we capture the power and the portal of presence by being there now. We've got to train ourselves in the now, not for the future, in the now. It's like if a runner is going to run a marathon, he can't just be thinking in his mind about the day of the marathon, and then when the marathon gets there, expect to be able to run 26.2, I think, miles. That's not how it works. You've got to train yourself in the now. There's months that go into the process of getting your body, your muscles, your bones ready for that. You're trying it on every day in the now so that when the marathon comes, there you are. And you're a marathon runner, and you can do it, and it's good, and it feels great, and you're confident. This is how it works with presence as well. So the second big pillar of presence that we're driving home in this, past the quality of life, is truly that the more you can start playing with this, the more aware you become of yourself in the moments of presence, the more you start getting to observe your thoughts so that you can identify with the ones that are true, leave the ones that aren't, start to rewire that subconscious system, start to make decisions that are a vote in the direction of the version of yourself you want to become instead of blindly doing things on autopilot or out of sabotage. It's truly, presence is required to walk through that which you seek to receive as different embodiments of yourself and actually in life. Presence is required, because if you don't train yourself in the now, then the future will never come, because it's always right now. The third and final anchor of the power and portal of presence that I want to bring into this episode is when it also gets even more fun, right? Like the first one's like, ooh, yeah, I can get behind this. The second one's like, ooh, yeah, that that like pushes me a little bit and I don't know if I like that, but I hear what you're saying, Katie. And this one is where it's like, oh shit, we are playing with what feels like magic, but it's not. Here's the third thing that I want to anchor in this episode. You move, then the universe moves. That's how it works. It's you versus you when we bring it down to energetics. What you put out, you attract. And so when you're on this path of refining and becoming consciously aware of not only what you want, but what you're putting out in the now and starting to create this beautiful life from exactly where you're at, is that you're going to get met back with that. It's not just you doing that, which is where so much of the misconception of working with energetics comes in. It's like, cool, that's nice. Yeah, just be better, do the things. Great. Like, that's just every motivational talker and speaker and book that we've read, right? Wrong. The power of energetics is not just you doing this for you. The power of energetics is being aware of energetically what happens when you do that. Because when you move, then the universe moves. What you put out, you attract. Thoughts create things. But the thing is that when we're working with these universal energies, it's not just you being in control. It's not just you saying, okay, I think this, so this is what's coming. How it actually works is, I think this, so I become a match for this. But being a match and being in the frequency of that is gonna bring so much beauty, I don't even know what it's gonna be. So I am surrendered and excited with curiosity about how this is gonna be brought back to me. And then life just becomes one big beautiful ride of that. So this third piece of the power and portal of presence is this. It's that if we know all of this to be true, then it is required of you to be present enough to notice when the things are starting to be brought back to you. When we're on autopilot, when we're not being conscious, when we're just moving through life asleep, you miss the signs. You miss the messages. You miss the opportunities. You miss the connections. You miss the people. You miss the ideas. Presence is required to become the portal to all you seek. You must be aware to notice when things appear that double as bridges to where you want to go. I have a really beautiful example of this that I just read in, it's at the very end of one of the most amazing books on the face of the planet. It's called The Celestine Prophecy. We just read it in book club in quarter one in Sanctuary of She in the community. And at the very end, he tells this story of the power of synchronicities. And I just have to read this piece to you. It's about Abraham Lincoln. This is the power of presence when like this, okay? So I'm just gonna read straight from the book right now. So it says, my favorite synchronicity story occurred in the life of Abraham Lincoln. Growing up in rural Illinois, young Abe's family was short of money and his future seemed to be fixed. He would have to become a frontier farmer or a shopkeeper. Yet the future American president sensed more, although he couldn't see how it might occur. Then a single event changed his life. He happened upon a peddler down on his luck, asking for just a half a dollar for his last barrel of random goods. Sensing the man's plight, young Abe reportedly gave him the money. Then, when he finally emptied the barrel, Lincoln found a full set of law books at the bottom, from which he taught himself basic law. He was certified to the Illinois bar and went on to complete his remarkable destiny. I mean, did you know that story? Because I sure didn't. This is crazy. Like, think about that. Abraham Lincoln, before any of this, he's in a poor family. He's got a future assigned to him that's just going to be in the generations. He's got this burning hope that maybe something else could happen. He's walking down the street one day, and he just happens to be in presence. And so that when this beggar, it sounds like, is like, I'll do anything for a little bit of money. I have this barrel of goods. You can just have it. Can I just have this? And he's present enough to notice this man. He's present enough to tune into the desperation. He's present enough to feel that intuitive ping that says, do it. And then it's not even that he just does it. He actually takes the barrel of things, right? Listening to that intuitive part, and then actually goes through it and is present enough to be like, wow, here's a set of books that could teach me a lot of things. Is present enough to believe that he's worthy of studying those. Is present enough to believe that he can go on to use it. Is present enough to believe and to become one of the most famous presidents of the United States. All of that started with a walk down a street with a completely different future ahead of him. And in a moment of presence, a gateway, a doorway opened into something else. Things like this are available to us every single day. And the coolest thing is that the deeper and deeper you go, and the more you really utilize the power of these energetics, the bigger and bigger those things get. The bigger and bigger the opportunities that come in are. The bigger and bigger the bridges are. The bigger and bigger everything is. Just like with Abraham, right? He became a match for the books. That's how it all started. And then he was a match for the knowledge and holding the knowledge. And then he was a match for taking and passing the bar. And then he was a match for doing small town government. And it went so on and so on and so on and so on. And then he was a match for becoming one of the most famous presidents in history. So, what gets to be true for you if this is how Abraham Lincoln started? I'm going to read on a little bit more. Does synchronicity only occur to famous chosen people? No. In fact, it could be argued that perhaps the most important missions are at the local level. Most people sense their destiny is to make a key difference in a family, a community, a business, or a profession, and usually with little fanfare. The key point to remember is this. Synchronicity is a real force, a divine hand that operates in the world. It is there to help us bring precisely the right opportunities at just the right times so we can pursue our own remarkable destiny. There is supposed to be a continuous flow of synchronicity in your life. Okay. So, as we can see, cliche quotes are cliche for a reason. They're cliche for a reason. Presence is a portal to you living a beautiful life, to you getting to where you want to go so much faster, and to you truly entering the realm of magic and miracles that are at play every day, even right now in this moment for you, so that you can start to play a bigger game, if that's what you want to do. In my opinion, although we need our sleep, I would way rather live a life where I'm enjoying the snuggles. I would way rather live a life where I'm open to the signs. I would way rather live a life where I'm not waiting for the future, but cultivating it in the now. I've been working with this for quite a while. This is one of the reasons the Sanctuary of She community exists, because presence is not something that we give ourselves consistently. It's something that we tap into in moments that are really beautiful and in moments that are really hard most of the time. But the times in between, it's just kind of like if I said, what were you doing last Wednesday at 2 p.m.? You'd be like, oh my God, I don't know. What'd you have for dinner last month? The third Thursday, I have no idea, right? Because that's just how it goes. We've got to juggle all the things and we've got to be in autopilot some of the time to just get it done. But what if it was possible to live a life fully conscious, fully aware, fully present, where you're laying there for the 8 hours getting your sleep, metaphorically speaking, but with the presence of those last 30 minutes of the morning where you are actually snuggling. What would life get to be? Can you imagine who you'd become? The deeper and deeper of intentionality that you cultivated for yourself. So we don't do this often. And for me, it's really important that I do this to create self-ceremony, aka time to just be in stillness. I put my little Beats headphones on and I listen to some meditation music and I either just breathe or I journal or I do a little tea ceremony or I stretch a little bit and just listen and just be there now. And through that, my whole life has changed. And sometimes it really helps to have that on our calendar so that we see it through, because when it's just us, it's so easy. This is kind of like the first thing to go for a lot of people. When there's like so much going on and things to get done and people relying on you, an hour for yourself is the first thing to go. Sanctuary of She community, every Sunday we have that, and they're always recorded if you can't make it live. So every week there's a new hour for you to tune into. So it's not just you, but you're also getting all the energy of the other women right there in it. And then, like I said, when you cultivate that, it starts to expand and expand, and you become more and more present, more and more present. Life starts getting better. You start collapsing time. And then you start noticing the signs and you're in the realm of magic and miracles. Presence is powerful. Presence is a portal. Play with this. Be with this. Be here now. And come join us in the Sanctuary of She community if you want to embed this into your life and truly learn. So if this conversation activates you, we've got so many trainings in there that take this all to a whole other level. This is the missing piece. Energetics. And presence is the doorway. I hope you have a beautiful day. And I hope you live the rest of today, hopefully this week, hopefully this month, hopefully this year, hopefully this lifetime, as if you've just woken up from sleeping so that you can enjoy all the snuggles and the sound of the birds and the sound of the breathing and the promise and the hope of a new day, of a new life in front of you, because it really is all there at your fingertips. You are the creator of your reality, and I'm sending you so much love. I'll see you next week.